Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Today I'd like to start with an article from the April issue of Share International magazine, and it's titled Leadership Matters. It's from the Save Our Planet section, and in this section there's a quote here from the Master of Wisdom, well, Benjamin Cram's master: apart from war, nothing so profoundly affects the future of all men as much as pollution. Some countries have recognised this fact and have taken some steps to limit pollution and global warming. Time is running out for men to halt the transformation which is being daily wrought on planet Earth. Every man, woman and child must play their part in the task. Time is verily running out. SOP, save our planet. And that is from the article of the same name. And it was given through Benjamin Cram in September 2012. Back to the article, which is sourced from Reuters, Associated Press and the New York Times. The world seemed to be moving in a backward, destructive direction while Donald Trump and Jair Bolsonaro were leading the US and Brazil respectively, and David Malpass presided over the World Bank. Today, the situation looks very different under the leadership of Joe Biden, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, better known as Lula, and most probably AJ Banga, if chosen to be the next president of the World Bank. Jair Bolsonaro was well known for pursuing policies that accelerated deforestation in Brazil's Amazon rainforest. But since Lula took office as president in January this year, the first monthly figures on deforestation indicated a 61% drop from January 2022, which had shown the most deforestation for that month since 2015. Probably not coincidentally, in mid-January, Brazilian environmental agents launched their first anti-logging raids under Lula, who had pledged to end the destruction. And the Amazon Fund, administered by Brazil and supported mainly by Norway and Germany, was reactivated by Environment Minister Marina Silva the day she took office in January. It had been frozen since 2019 under Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro's funding and staff cuts at key agencies may take years to overcome before Lula's conservation targets can be met, but he's made a promising start. Under David Malpass' leadership, the World Bank pumped over $1 billion into fossil fuel projects, despite pledging in 2021 to align the bank's lending practices with the Paris Agreement. A Trump pick, Malpass had been criticised for not being aggressive enough in backing projects to fight climate change and for publicly appearing to doubt the scientific fact that burning fossil fuels causes global heating. The uproar over the latter may have led to his decision to step down as president a year early. AJ Banga, a former chief executive of MasterCard, nominated by President Biden to replace Malpass, would provide leadership of a different sort. While he was heading MasterCard in 2020, The company created the Priceless Planet Coalition, a group of about 100 firms that makes investments to preserve the environment. And although he isn't a climate expert per se, he is genuinely concerned about climate change, especially its negative impact on the socially and economically vulnerable. If chosen, he will be able to help with climate finance. Rachel Kite, a former World Bank Vice President and Climate Change Envoy, has said that Banger understands the macro-level investment that needs to happen to make the money flow to green energy instead of brown. The World Bank's board hopes to select a new president by May. So actually, I suppose they have selected a new president. Furthering his climate credentials beyond the $370 billion in new spending on climate and clean energy in the recently passed Inflation Reduction Act, President Biden has announced the placement of two climate champions in powerful positions in his administration. Richard Ravis, an environmental lawyer and academic known for defending climate regulations, became his top regulations chief in January, and in February, Lael Brainard, an economist and the Federal Reserve Vice Chair known for emphasizing the financial risks posed by climate change, became his top economic advisor. These appointments are indicative of Biden's intent to use executive action to address global heating in the last 2 years of this term, since the Republican takeover of the House of Representatives at midterm likely means no new environmental legislation will be passed during that time. Brainard is expected to play a key role in implementing the Inflation Reduction Act, bringing an appreciation of the real-world effects of climate policy. And Ravis will effectively be the gatekeeper for all new federal regulations, including any new climate rules, many of which he has supported throughout his career. The New York Times states that Ravis may be the first head of the White House Regulatory Office who is steeped in both the nation's premier scientific assessment on climate change and its potent legal power for defending environmental regulations. His selection represents a significant sea change, from Trump to Biden, from Bolsonaro to Lula, and potentially from Malpass to Banger. Leadership matters. So for the next article, we are going to one of the magazine correspondents, well, actually two of them, Anna Marie Kurvenik and Anya Askeland. And the title of their article is Basic Income for All, a Spiritual Act? This is actually part two, and I did read out part one, I think it might have been a few weeks ago now. In part one, the five criteria of basic income were introduced. It should be periodic, given in cash, individual, universal, and unconditional. We also presented the basic tenets of the Ageless Wisdom teaching, as well as the Master Joao Kuhl's definition of spirituality. In part two, we highlight how basic income is spiritual in itself, and we give examples of basic income projects which match the Master Joao Kuhl's criteria of spirituality. How can income reform provide room for spiritual development while at the same time involving all areas of our lives? Physical, emotional, social, and what we might call the intuitive aspect of our life? This is the answer provided by the Master Joao Kuhl. All activity that drives man forward towards a form of development, physical, emotional, intuitive, social, if there is progress in relation to the present state, it is most profoundly of a spiritual nature. And that is from a book by Alice Bailey called Education in the New Age, put out by Lucis Trust. We will first describe what a basic income can lead to in terms of change in these four areas and link it to empirical research. Several trials of universal basic income, which is known as UBI, have been carried out, which have shown positive results in all areas. So firstly, looking at the physical sphere. When everyone receives a basic income, people will not need to worry about getting enough food, clothing, and housing. The basic necessities of life will be ensured. Deficiency diseases and other diseases for which we currently need medicines will disappear, because the poorest of us will have the purchasing power to buy both nutritious food and necessary medicines. With UBI, everyone gets a sufficiency and the possibility of creating a better future for themselves. A number of UBI projects have shown that the participants have their basic needs met to a great extent. The children get more nutritious food and better access to health services and medicines. One test project showed that in an isolated village, access to medicines improved because the pharmacy was established locally and the villagers had gained purchasing power. Pilot projects have shown time and time again that the participants do not work less if they receive a basic income. In several projects, particularly in developing countries, access to basic income starts an economic growth spiral that far exceeds expectations. And the next area is emotionally. Receiving an income improves the quality of life for all. Poverty, on the other hand, leads to fear, increases stress, a sense of powerlessness, shame, and feelings of inferiority. With UBI, we will all be able to breathe a sigh of relief. An inflicted stigma disappears because receiving a basic income is a right and is given to everyone. Stress is reduced, and people will feel the necessary peace and dignity for healing to take place. Caring work and voluntary work will be recognised as valuable contributions to society while giving people the experience of being cared for. A basic income will also reduce isolation and alienation and give a greater experience of security and inclusion. All known projects in rich, middle-income and poor countries show that the participants gained a better quality of life. This also applied to those in the community who did not need the payment. Research shows that stress leads to a reduced IQ. The mental strain could be costing poor people up to 13 IQ, or intelligence quotient, points, and means they are more likely to make mistakes and bad decisions that amplify and perpetuate their financial woes. And the next area is socially. As UBI, or Universal Basic Income, is exactly what it says it is, universal, it will contribute to more justice and a balanced relationship between all people, regardless of ethnicity, gender, and age. It will help reduce inequality in income between classes and population groups. The income gap between women and men will be reduced, and the basic income will contribute to greater freedom for women. The poor and underprivileged will gain a new freedom and independence from others and from institutions. UBI will contribute to the equalising and balancing of power in the community between the more privileged and the poor. When the family has enough resources, children and young people will be able to complete schooling, take part in activities with others, and continue higher education without worrying about whether they have sufficient finances to complete their studies. In adulthood, everyone can further their education according to need and interest. Student loans and the debt that is carried by millions of students today will be things of the past. Correctly implemented, UBI will strengthen the community through inclusion and the empowering of all members. This will lead to greater security and trust between people and make room for more cooperation in the community. A Finnish study shows that participants experience greater influence and trust in democracy. In general, pilot projects have shown impressive results in the social area. They show that local communities come together for bigger tasks, and they pool funds to help each other get started with small businesses. Projects show that women are given a stronger role in the family, and that they are less exposed to transaction-based sex. Basic income, therefore, provides a more balanced power relationship between women and men. Women gain higher self-confidence and the courage to take initiatives, and they gain more respect, both in the family and in the local community. On the other hand, inequality and poverty lead to more crime and less trust in society. When basic needs are taken care of, crime will also be reduced, as research and projects show. In a village in Namibia, crime was reduced by as much as 40% during the UBI project period. And the next area where it can have benefit is intuitive. When people are given freedom, their creative potential can be expressed more easily. The experience of feeling free to follow one's soul's impulses, to do things for oneself and others, can be achieved through a basic income. Fear and stress are reduced, and there is more time for reflection and meditation, which in turn can promote intuition and connection with the soul. Groups of like-minded people will be able to cooperate, get together, and create together. There will be greater peace in society. With a basic income, there is hope for a better future for the individual, the community, and the world. There will be visible and continuing changes in the surroundings, and it will be easier to find meaning and participate in each person's own unique way. Drug addicts have lost hope and meaning in life. This results in people fleeing from reality through drug abuse, and they lose contact with their souls. Experimental projects and other research have shown that there is no increased use of drugs when they receive an unconditional cash benefit. Some projects have shown very good results for drug addicts where they can take charge of their own lives. And the last subheading is implementing basic income is a spiritual act. In order for people to progress in their development, freedom is vital. In its essence, UBI represents a reform that leads to freedom by being unconditional and all-inclusive. In all these aspects of life that we have looked at, physical, emotional, social, and intuitive, we have shown that basic income will improve people's lives and stimulate further development for all. Implementing basic income will therefore be a spiritual act of great importance, while also being an act of political solidarity. Universal basic income is fully in line with the World Teacher Maitreya's priorities of equitable distribution and compatible with his message of love. If we think globally, the day we decide to introduce a system of universal basic income will be like a declaration of love. It will be felt particularly strongly by all those who struggle. We all long for that day. It lists several references at the bottom, but there's such long-winded URLs that unfortunately I can't really read them out. But one is the Washington Post in an opinion piece about UBI. If you are interested in that subject or any other information that we read out on the program, you are most welcome to contact us. We can send you a free copy of the magazine. The email address is sharenz@yahoo.com. Or otherwise, you can, of course, visit the website, which is share-international.org. On that, you'll find excerpts from each issue of the magazine. There's also four books that you can download for free and various others, of course, that you can purchase. I would very much recommend checking it out. Anyway, thank you for listening and wishing you all a lovely week.
You can make the